What about other on-target issues with BEV and renal cell?
Well, the other major one that we see in renal cell carcinoma, which may be a little bit different than your other disease populations that you use bevacizumab in, is proteinuria. Although you see proteinuria in other disease settings, you see a lot more of it in these patients, primarily because the vast majority have only one kidney. In that patient population, we find this as a delayed effect. And again, if you're not looking for it, you may not find it. But even just checking your analysis, urine protein creatinine ratios, or even 24-hour urine for protein, well, after 6 months or so, you'll see a significant percentage of the population, probably 25% or more, that will begin showing signs of significant proteinuria, grams of proteinuria. We typically don't really get worried about this until we get into really the nephrotic range of proteinuria, 3.5 grams or so. Once you get up to that level, though, particularly if your patients have any kind of nutritional issues, they can run into problems. And certainly anybody with proteinuria and lower extremity edema or other signs of anasarca, that's real nephrotic syndrome. That's an indication to stop the drug permanently. But typically, when we see the protein get into the 3.5 gram range for 24 hours, that's when we'll hold the drug and maybe start it up again. We don't do a lot of dose reduction with bevacizumab. It's interesting. You know, most other agents like this, we would dose reduce. Typically, what we'll do is we'll give full dose, but then we'll give it intermittently. When that protein comes back, we'll hold it. When it goes away, we'll start it up again. So we tend to do more of intermittent dosing, perhaps broader dosing, and that may be equivalent to what we're seeing with a dose reduction. But there may also be something to sort of intermittent anti-angiogenic therapy that's effective.